Hello.
Hello. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Would you say you're somewhat or very satisfied?
I'm satisfied.
For survey purposes, can you tell me if you're somewhat or very satisfied?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these are to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Student loan debt?
0.
Voting rights?
What was that?
Voting rights?
Voting what? I didn't understand. Voting rights?
Yeah.
That's a 10. A 10.
Healthcare?
A 10.
Criminal justice reform?
5.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Democracy?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
5.
Crime and violence?
5.
Immigration?
5.
Climate change?
5.
Abortion rights?
5.
Jobs and wages?
7.
Racism and discrimination?
10.
K-12 education?
10.
Thank you. One second. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
A 10.
Thank you. What is your race?
I want to skip that one.
No problem. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
As a male.
What is the year of your birth?
I don't want to answer that one.
Just for the survey purposes to make sure we're getting everyone.
I don't see where that makes a difference in my voting and what's important to me, unless you think that I'm senile or something.
No, it's just a survey question to make sure that we're getting everyone's opinions.
Well, I guess the survey's over with because I'm not going to give you my age.
One second. Let me just consult with my boss here.
Sure.
Here and keeping that and everything. Caitlin, this meeting yesterday and today.
Okay, seems I can continue without your date of birth, so that is no problem.
Okay. Just a suggestion to you and whoever you talk to, if you give an age, if you'd have given an age range, I'd have been happy to participate. But being you want a specific date, I think that's too much personal information to give you.
It was just the year of birth, sir. I'm sorry I messed up there with the date, but yes.
Sure. I'm ready to move on.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry about that. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you know your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to them? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues.
5.
Please rate your feeling towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not particularly feel warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can indicate that as well. John Ossoff?
A 5.
Andre Dickens?
5.
Brad Raffensperger?
0.
J.D. Vance?
-0.
Raphael Warnock?
5.
Tim Walz?
7.
And Brian Kemp?
0.
Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris and Walz.
I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I want to skip that question.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Stay the same.
Thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where a 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. Democrats okay. in the Georgia General Assembly?
Five.
Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
Seven.
COVID-19 recovery?
Ten.
Your local mayor?
Five.
Vice President Harris?
Seven.
Black voters?
That's in the state of Georgia, right?
Yes.
Seven.
One second. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one, because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
10.
Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
10.
Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
10.
Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices.
Ben.
Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
Ben.
Thank you. We're almost done with the survey. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to them? Please rate the amount of power you feel that the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues.
5.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
I'm a male. And that's the way I feel. I don't know what the question means.
Heterosexual or straight is you just like people of the opposite gender.
That's it. Stop right there.
Yes?
Yes.
You're heterosexual or straight?
Correct.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
I'm retired.
And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is
not. I'm not going to answer that one.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.